from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good talking Royals baseball coverage on KFH presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Don't forget, you can text the keyword Tim right now to 20357 for a chance to win an all ball weekend prize package to the Tim Tebow event coming up in a couple of weeks. Good luck, everybody. Message and data rates apply there. Paul, how much have you followed this Brandon Ayuk situation? Brandon Ayuk is a very talented receiver, 1,300 yards, 7 touchdowns last year, doesn't have his big contract yet. He'll get it. Now the question is where. It looks like it's not going to happen in San Francisco. They're trying to work a deal. We've heard rumors that New England, Pittsburgh, Cleveland are the main suitors. Now, at one point, Washington was. They haven't been lately. So there's a lot of challenges in this deal. One, the team trading for him has to be able to sign the contract with Ayuk, essentially, and know they're going to be able to sign the contract with Ayuk, or they're not going to trade for him. You have to, you know, you have to get compensation back for San Francisco. So there's, San Francisco has to like the deal. The other team has to like the deal. And Brandon Ayuk has to like the deal because he's got to be willing to sign a contract somewhere. We are hearing now that New England looked like they were going to get a deal done, but Ayuk doesn't want to go there. This is complicated. We've seen these trades, they'll work out all the time when they follow with a big deal. We saw it with Tyreek Hill. We saw it with Devontae Adams. You know, these things happen relatively frequently right now in the NFL. We saw the Browns do this and get Amari Cooper from the Cowboys. We had... Stephon Diggs, is this has sort of now happened with Stephon Diggs twice. You know, the returns on these typically are pretty mixed bag. You know, the easy ones to say are the Chiefs don't regret the Tyreek Hill trade. The Packers don't regret the Devontae Adams trade. The Cowboys probably don't regret the Amari Cooper trade. The Vikings probably don't regret the Stephon Diggs trade, the first one. Now we'll see if the Bills regret trading him again. I think there are, but do you think the Eagles, Paul, regret trading for A.J. Brown?
No, I don't.
I certainly don't think they
do. I don't think they would, but who knows?
You know, and there are, and there are others. Do you think, you know, the Bills regretted acquiring Stephon Diggs from the Vikings?
Well, I don't think so.
You think the Cardinals regretted trading for DeAndre Hopkins from the Texans? I don't think so. So it really does go both ways. And while, you know, you want to sort of poo-poo these and say, oh, it never works out for the teams going to trade for these receivers, that's certainly not true. It's about 50-50 now, mm-hmm, as far as these high-profile receivers and these sorts of trades. Mm-hmm.
I find it fascinating because you go, I mean, the fact that even New England was in the mix. Listen, is New England going to compete for a Super Bowl this year?
No, but they're trying to protect a young quarterback, Paul.
I know it.
You've got to take care of Drake May.
I get that, but I'm looking at from Ayuk's point of view. I'm thinking to myself.
Right, yeah, yeah, I wouldn't go there if I was Ayuk either.
And I'm thinking to myself, if I was to say, Jacob, give me three teams you think might be in the Super Bowl, have a shot at winning the Super Bowl, I'm positive you'd probably list one of your three teams as the San Francisco 49ers, correct? I know. I don't even need to. I know that. And my thought to myself is, you know, winning's a lot of fun. You know, winning makes things a lot easier. Winning makes your life more simple and more enjoyable. And you have a chance to win a Super Bowl with the 49ers. The teams that you're mentioning, are the Steelers going to be? I think, you know, you've got a great head coach. Tomlin's a great head coach. A lot of guys like playing for an old-fashioned coach like him. Cleveland Browns, you know, we'll see if they're better or not. I don't. But the Cleveland Browns or the Pittsburgh Steelers probably.
Yeah, their quarterbacks. The Browns quarterback stinks.
Okay,
and he's tied to it.
My point is that neither one of those teams will more than likely win a Super Bowl this particular year. You're going to make so much money you can't even spend it all if you don't blow it or anything like that. And for me, it would be a factor. I'm going to get paid fairly close to wherever I go. Why wouldn't you? And this is a question that I would ask you. Why wouldn't you want to hang around, have a chance to win a Super Bowl, cement your legacy?
Because they're not going to sign him to the long-term deal. And you just have to, like, you got to look at it a couple of different ways. I get it. Everybody's circumstance and their, you know, desires are a little bit different. But right now the players sort of have the power to do this. And if you don't want to risk injury, because what happens if he gets hurt? He's going to cost himself a ton of money. Right. So the trend right now in the league is to go get that deal a year early. That's what's been happening. That's why we have all these holdouts, right? They're all the same.
Yep.
So whatever, you can do whatever you want. And organizations have their different philosophies on that, certainly, and they have every right to have their different philosophies on that too. The reality is the 49ers paid Christian McCaffrey again. They've already paid Debo Samuel. They've paid George Kittle, and they know they have to pay Brock Purdy. They're getting Brock Purdy for nothing. That goes away very quickly. They can't afford to sign Brandon Ayuk. They know that. He knows that. So he's like, okay, well, let me go where I can get, you know, make sure I have that security now. So where's that going to be? If he doesn't want to go to New England, I get it. I wouldn't either if I were him. I get why New England would want him. But if it's essentially, you got to think of this almost like Brandon Ayuk is a free agent a year early. It complicates things, right? Because you have to have, because if he was a free agent, it wouldn't cost these teams anything in a trade package. It really does sort of depend on what you're looking at. If I'm New England, I've got Drake May. I'd like to make things easy on Drake May. Makes perfect sense, right? So then you got to look elsewhere. Pittsburgh. Brandon Ayuk could help Pittsburgh. The team that knows wide receiver better than any team in football is interested in Brandon Ayuk. That should tell you something. Brandon Ayuk could really help them. Ayuk, Pickens there. They just drafted another young player. They got a couple of good running backs. They seem to finally be solving their line. And some combination of Russell Wilson and Justin Fields, to me, is better than what Deshaun Watson's going to bring this year to Cleveland.
Oh, yeah. No.
Cleveland, the rumor yesterday was if Cleveland traded for him, they would send Amari Cooper back the other direction, which makes a ton of sense for San Francisco. I would suspect that Brandon Ayuk would be willing to go to Cleveland. Here's the team that makes the most sense to me, and they were the ones very early in the rumors. They were the ones that, you know, you had Ayuk and their young quarterback sort of joint messaging. It's Washington. Washington makes sense for the same reasons that New England made sense. You got a young rookie quarterback, Jaden Daniels. But Washington's got Terry McLaurin. Washington's got Jahan Dotson. You're talking about putting together a wide receiver room that could rival anybody in a very, you know, I don't want to call it a shaky division. It's a tough division because you know Dallas and Philadelphia are going to be good. But if you're Washington and you're trying to do this rebuild, like that would make sense to me. And I can almost with certainty say Brandon Ayuk would have an interest in going there. Now that, you know, that had all died down for Washington in this. So who knows if they're able to put it together because San Francisco still has to like the deal. What does San Francisco have to lose here, Paul? That's sort of the thing. Like San Francisco feels in this deal like the Chiefs felt with Tyreek Hill. Mm-hmm. Like, what's the worst that's going to happen to them? He holds out? Okay. He hadn't gotten his big contract yet. Like, you really going to not get paid? I doubt it. We're going to hold out for 2 years? So that doesn't seem likely. Worst case for San Francisco is you've got Ayuk playing and he's mad. Okay, great. You can come out and play or do whatever you want. They drafted a rookie in the first round to sort of make...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Make up for this. So it really is. I'm surprised that Ayuk kiboshed a deal because you don't do this unless getting that contract is the most important thing to you. And it sounds like they would have given him the contract. So that part does make it a little interesting. But if he's going to be picky about it, and you have to have the planets aligned, the only two places that make sense to me are Pittsburgh and Washington.
Well,
and so now we have to see if either of those teams even makes sense.
But I think at this point, I'll tell you what tells me a lot about this particular deal is the new term that I'd never heard before, Brandon Ayuk, and that was a hold-in. You know, that you're practicing.
Happening a lot this year, yeah.
It's happening a lot. But I've never really heard that until this year.
Well, it's because they don't want to get fined.
Yeah, that's right.
You don't want to get fined, so you just sort of show up.
Right. But the point is that you're there. And by the way, whenever you would see something on him, it always looked like there was effort. I mean, it wasn't like he was just standing over there just, you know, doing the bare minimum. It looked like he was involved. Evidently, he's been involved in team meetings. He shows up for workouts, weight room stuff. Team meet, coaches meetings, all that stuff. It appears to me that he was making the effort. I want to stay. Now, that's what it appeared to me. I want to stay.
But they're not going to pay him, Paul. They can't.
Then why go through all – see, that's what I'm having trouble reconciling. Then why go through what he's going through right now?
Because he doesn't want to get fined. He doesn't want to lose his game checks. Well, like he does, you know.
But there's a difference between doing the bare minimum and look like you're really trying. And to me, it's looked like he's been really trying. At least from what I –
I mean, maybe. I don't think it's that he wants to be there. I think it's that he wants to be paid and they can't do it. He knows it. They know it, everything. An email in from Bryce to the program says, as a Steelers fan, I'm excited about the possibility of getting Ayuk. I think a second round pick could get it done. I think San Francisco's not ready to settle for a second round pick yet. Mike Tomlin brings in guys that want to play for him. He says, Pittsburgh makes a lot of sense to me. It's a good fit. Brandon Ayuk's really, really good. And Pittsburgh could really help themselves and at some point convert themselves, I think, into a Super Bowl contender. They do such a good job of never having down years. Let's take a break. We can continue this. And again, we'll touch again on why this is good news for the Chiefs, all of it. There's almost no circumstance in this that would be bad news for the Chiefs. But
that's maybe one way of looking at it.
we'll look at that when we return. We got Grady Dick coming second hour. More Royals talk. Rashee Rice talked at Chiefs camp. Also, we'll talk a little Chiefs as we make our way through, see if this any of this ties into them. 869-1240 is the number to call on that IHOP hotline. It's all Brockton Savage. We'll be right back.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, the road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.